Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Me'ila, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yishmael, Lamed Rabbi Yishmael says, when it comes to Me'ila, Hadam, in regard to the halachis of the blood of the carbon, Kal B'tchilase, it starts out more lenient, but V'chamer B'saifa, it gets strict after a certain point, at the end. Whereas V'hanesachim, Nesachim is the wine that's brought together with certain karbonis, or sometimes a person's nad of wine on his own. Also on Sukkos, they poured water. Nisach HaMayim, that's the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Both the wine and the water were poured into one of the silver bowls that's on top of the Mizbeach. From there, it goes deep, deep into the earth. So, V'nesachim, in regard to Me'ila, Chaim Rebet Chilas, and it's the other way around. It starts out strict in regard to Me'ila, V'kal B'soifon, and then becomes lenient at a later time. So now Rabbi Yishmael is Masbir. What does this mean? Blood starts out easy and gets strict, and the Sachem is the other way around. Hadam betchila ein me'alabai. The blood of Karbanis before Zrika, there's no Me'ila. The Batanura explains, the Pasuk says, Vanina sativ lachem ala mezbeach lechaper. So lekaparin is sativ. Only for kaparin, not for Me'ila. But yotzel enachol kidrin. When it leaves the Azara and it flows into Nachal Kidron, the valley of Kidron, then there is Me'ila. What is this valley of Kidron? So the Batanura explains from Masechtas Yuma, after the Zrikas Hadam, what happens to the leftover blood? Well, it's poured onto the base of the Mizbeach. And from there, it goes into a canal that goes through the Azara and comes out into the Valley of Kidron. When we get to Masechtas Midos, Bez Hashem, we'll see more about this. Now, once the blood reaches that valley, then Midrabanan, there's Me'ila on it, not Mila Midraisa. The reason there's no Mila Midiraisa, says the Batanura, is because the Ein Lecha Davar Shenasis Mitzvasai Umi Alambai. Whenever you finished all the mitzvahs, there's no longer any Me'ila. But there is a Drabanadika Me'ila. And why did the Rabbanan put their own Isra of Me'ila on this? So the Tiferes Yisrael explains. This blood that flowed into Nachal Kidron, anyone can take it. Why would someone want to take it? It could be used for fertilizer. Helps the ground grow. Once people get used to the idea of using what they know is the blood of Hegdish, they're going to use Hegdish even before the mitzvahs were completed. So they made a gzeira that there's Me'ila over here. So really, why weren't they gozer Me'ila even before it flows out? And that's because you may remember this in Masechtas Erevin. Generally, Chazal were not goyzer gzeiros on things that took place in the Beis Hamikdash. In any event, Zok Mishnah Vayitra Hanesachim, as far as the Nesachim are concerned, it's the other way around. It starts out strict and then gets lenient. Batchila Mayalaman. Before the wine or water is poured on the Mizbeach, there is Me'ila. That's because Nesachim are Kachay Kaddishim. And we have learned that Kachay Kaddishim has Me'ila. Yotzu Lashisin. But once they flow down to the Shisin, what's this? There was a hole in the Mizbeach where the Nesachim would pour down to the Shisin. The Shisin are the Yisoides of the Mizbeach, They're empty on the inside. It's very deep. And if you would insert your hand, and somehow you got a hold of some of these nesachim, before it went into the depth of the earth, then there wouldn't be any me'ilah, because the mitzvah was already done. How come Chazal over here didn't make a gzeira? Because the blood that flows into Nachal Kidron, anyone can get a hold of it. But to catch the blood in the Shisin, and you have to catch it with some kind of a vessel, I mean, you have to really go down very deep. Now, it's possible. Sometimes the Kahanim cleaned it out, and they were there as it came down, they could catch it. But it's not a milsa de shchicha, and the rule is, on something that is not shchiach, Rabbanan did not make a gzeira. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that when it comes to dam, says Rabbi Shmuel, the dam of kachim, and the halachis of mila, it starts out leniently, then it goes strict. By nesachim, it's the other way around. When it comes to dam before the zrik of the dam of the mizbech, there is no meila. That's learned from the pasuk. And Chazal weren't going to gzeira at this point yet either. Chazal were only geyser once it went out of the Beis HaMikdash to Nachal Kidron, then there's Me'ilah Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan because once the mitzvahs were performed, there's no longer any Me'ilah. So what happens with Me'ilah Midrabanan? So the Melech HaShloima says, you have to pay Hegdish the amount of the benefit, but you don't have to pay the Chaimish. And for sure, there's no Karbon Asham. The Chaimish and the Asham is only by Mi'ilah the Araisa. But again, this Mi'ilah the Rabbanon is only after it leaves the area of the Mikdash and goes into Nachal Kidron. When it comes to Nesachim, it's the other way around. At first, there's Mi'ilah, like any other Kachay Kadashim. And when it goes down into the Shitin, which we said is like part of the base of the Mizbeach, it's deep down, somehow the Kayin was there cleaning out or something, got a hold of it, there is no Me'ilah over there. Even though it was very deep. And it was unlikely, but if somehow someone managed to do this, there's still no Me'ilah. And like we explained, it's just so not Shchiach, the Chazal saw no need to be Geyser.